The ringing of workmen's hammers in restoring historic Old Main as Knox College celebrates her centenary birthday symbolizes, I believe, the college's attitude toward this memorable anniversary. For Knox looks forward today as well as backward. We celebrate not only an end, but a beginning. Old Main belongs to the 100-year past of Knox College. It was built by the founders of Knox. In its shadow was enacted the greatest drama of Knox College's first century, when Abraham Lincoln debated Stephen Douglas, first made public demonstration of his conviction that slavery must be settled as a moral rather than a political issue. Knox maintained no nonpartisan attitude that day. Behind the speaker's platform was flung a great banner, Knox College for Lincoln. Every boy and girl who has entered the portals to begin college life during the past 80 years has gone out again through those same portals into wide service in the nation and in the world. Old Main has been the center and heart of Knox College, the Knox of the first century. But Old Main belongs equally to the future. 100 years hence, we earnestly trust this beautiful building will stand to remind Knox students of their great heritage from the founders. We serve this future as we work during these months of the centenary year to complete the restoration of Old Main for its second century of usefulness. Hundreds of distinguished sons and daughters and friends of Knox College are on the campus today. The celebration of our centenary Founders Day is brilliant even beyond our hopes and dreams. I wish you who hear me could all be here. I wish especially that you might be with us tonight as 1,000 men and women sit down together at the Pioneer Supper, wearing the costumes, singing the songs, telling the tales of the 100 years which are ended today. But this birthday party is only a beginning of the Knox centenary celebration. In June, we shall have here at Galesburg and Knox College a full week of centenary events in which town and college will join even more closely. There will be pageantry and music, exhibitions and parades, reunions and meetings. The rededication of Old Main will bring to the Knox campus distinguished Lincoln scholars and statesmen. President Carter Davidson's formal inauguration and the graduation of the class of 1937 will climax the festivities. The dates are June 12th to June 17th. It is my great privilege as chairman of the Knox College Centenary Committee to extend to all within sound of my voice a most cordial invitation from the trustees of Knox College to come and join with us in this June celebration of the Knox centenary.
Thank you, Mrs. Post. Friends, you have just heard greetings from Mrs. Philip Sidney Post, Knox trustee and general chairman of the Centennial.